In the first reading today, St. Paul marvels at the fact that God has allowed him the privilege to be able to understand a mystery that had been hidden in God from all eternity, and not only to understand that, but now to preach that to the Gentiles, the unfathomable riches of Christ. It is ultimately that mystery that the Gentiles are now one with the Jews, co-heirs to the promises in Christ. But it is ultimately the love of God. That's what it's all about. And that's exactly the point that St. Paul is making, that we would know the height and length and depth and breadth, and that we would know the love of God. And we hear the exact same thing in the gospel today. But the way that the Lord presents it is something very important for us to recognize, and it helps us then to understand what was going on with St. Paul and also what's going on with St. Margaret Mary. How did they have this understanding? Obviously, yes, with St. Margaret Mary, you can say, well, the Lord appeared to her. St. Paul talks about something similar, that the gospel was given to him by revelation by Jesus Christ. And God obviously can choose whom he will to do what. But listen again to what it says. Jesus praises his Father because he hid from the wise and the prudent and did reveal to little ones. And so it's a matter then, as our Lord says, first of coming to him. We tire ourselves out with all the running around and everything that we do, trying to find what is going to bring peace, trying to find what is going to fulfill, trying to find something that is going to help us to find who we were created to be. The only way that we're going to find that is to go to the one who created us to be who we are, made in his image and likeness. The only way we're going to find the peace is to go to the one who can provide the peace. But that's also where the insight comes. So yes, the little ones can understand, I need to turn to Jesus. The simple-hearted people can do that. But the simple-hearted ones can do something far greater than just turn to Jesus. In turning to our blessed Lord and being conformed more and more to him, what happens is as the spiritual life grows, the insight grows, to be able to understand, to be able to know, which again is exactly what St. Paul talks about, to know all of these things. It's not just simply to be on the outside. It's to know them, to enter into them, to be united with them. And how does that happen? Only through prayer. St. Gregory Nazianzen, who is known in the church as the theologian. So this is a man who is so extraordinary that he's set apart from everyone else as the one. And he's the one who made that point. He said, a theologian's ability is equal to the depth of his spiritual life. How can you write about God? How can you know about God unless you know God? Granted, we can study all the theology because we've got 2,000 years of it behind us now, and we can look at all of that and we can say, yep, this is orthodox and that is not. Okay, we know about God. That doesn't mean we know God. The Lord wants us to know him so that we can love him, so that we can be loved by him. Just having book knowledge isn't going to do much of anything for us. We need to have the knowledge, yes. It is essential to know what's right and wrong. It's essential to know what's orthodox and what is not. But God wants us to know him because he wants us to love him. And that only comes through prayer. Because the more time we spend with him in prayer, the deeper we go into the mystery of God, the deeper we go into his sacred heart, And the deeper we go, the more we love, and the more we're transformed into Christ. And Jesus is love, and he is truth, so the more we'll be transformed that way. Even to the point that St. Teresa would tell us that there comes a point in the spiritual life where you no longer believe because the church says this is what the truth is, but rather you believe everything because you recognize that everything the truth said, the church says, is true because you know the Lord so well that you recognize, yes, everything the church said is true. I don't need to believe it anymore because the church said, I know it because I know Jesus that well. Now, we don't start that way, so we need to learn what the church teaches. But what a beautiful thing to get to that point where we simply know the Lord so that we can love the Lord. Every last one of us is being invited into that. The question is, are we willing to do it? Are we willing to take the time? Are we willing to make the effort? Are we willing to go through the suffering that's involved? Are we willing to be detached? Are we willing to go through all of these different things as we're being purified, as the sinfulness and the effect of sin is removed from our souls, so that in the purity of heart, like the little ones, their hearts are pure. That's why God can reveal beautiful mysteries to them. Because they don't try to figure it all out. They just accept. Because they're simple. Because they love. All of us have that capacity if we are willing to allow God to bring us there. And the only way that that will happen is spending time with him in prayer so that what indeed he has revealed from the wise and the clever, from the prudent, from whomever you want to talk about, he can reveal to the little ones. If we're willing to humble ourselves and become a little one, then these mysteries, hidden in God from all ages, can be revealed even to the likes of you and me.